Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. I'm so glad you're joining me again on this journey of finding those daily wins through a little stoic wisdom and a whole lot of real talk. Now, today's topic is something near and dear to my heart, developing a healthy self-care routine. You know that feeling when you're running around like a hamster on a wheel, juggling work, relationships, and life in general? You hit the snooze button one too many times, skip meals, and end up reaching for another cup of coffee just to keep going. We all get there sometimes. It's easy to let self-care fall by the wayside when life gets hectic, right? But here's the thing, prioritizing yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put fuel in a car and then expect it to run smoothly without maintenance, would you? Your mind and body are no different. They need that regular tune-up, that recharge. So, how do we actually build a self-care routine that sticks? It's not about adding another 100 things to your already overflowing to-do list. It's about being intentional, listening to what your body and mind need, and carving out time for activities that truly nourish you. Let me break down 5 key takeaways that can help you create a self-care routine that feels good and gets results. First up, we need to define what self-care means to you. It's not about bubble baths and face masks, though those can be nice. It's about identifying the activities that truly replenish your energy and bring you joy. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a few minutes to meditate and clear your head. Second, consistency is key. It's not about doing everything perfectly at every day life happens. But try to incorporate small acts of self-care into your daily routine, even if it's just for a few minutes. Maybe that means starting your day with a cup of tea in silence, taking a short walk during your lunch break, or ending your evening with a relaxing stretch session. Those little moments add up. Third, listen to your body and give yourself permission to rest when you need it. That doesn't mean becoming a couch potato, it means honoring your energy levels and recognizing when you need to recharge. Whether it's taking a nap, saying no to extra commitments, or simply allowing yourself some downtime, rest is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. It shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have, fostering a sense of contentment and happiness. Try keeping a gratitude journal, reflecting on 3 things you're grateful for each day, or simply taking a moment to savor the simple pleasures. And finally, remember that self-care is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you're on top of your game and days when you feel completely overwhelmed. That's perfectly normal. Be kind to yourself, adjust your routine as needed, and keep moving forward. Ever felt like you were running on empty? Like you were constantly giving out but never filling your own cup? I remember one time I was knee-deep in work deadlines, family obligations, and trying to squeeze in some gym time, you know, the classic overachiever struggle. I hit a wall hard. My energy levels plummeted and my motivation vanished, and I just felt burned out. It was like someone had flipped a switch and drained all the joy from my life. That's when I realized I needed to prioritize self-care. I started small, taking a few minutes each morning for meditation, going for walks in nature during my lunch break, and saying no to extra commitments that were draining my energy. Slowly but surely, I started feeling a difference. My mood improved, my stress levels decreased, and I actually felt more energized and productive. It was a game changer. So, remember, self-care isn't just about pampering yourself, it's about investing in your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, listen to what your body needs, and don't be afraid to say no when necessary. You deserve to feel good, inside and out. Now go out there and rock those daily wins. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend who could use a little self-care boost and leave a review wherever you listen. Let's build a community of calm and confident individuals together. Until next time, keep it real, keep it stoic, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.